What is the show that I want? This is Dr. Herbert Albari, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. What is the show that I want? My. I think the show that I want is a show that all is in divine order. The show that I want is all that is in divine order now. How can I have the show that all is in divine order when I allow myself to be confused about what's going on in my life? How can I say all is in divine order when I allow myself to be worried about what other people are doing? When I talk with people and I share with them ideas that I feel are important, do I fly off the handle? Do I get irritated? Do I get all upset? Do I get all emotional and say, swearing at them, saying, "You're doing it wrong, stop it, I won't tolerate that, that's wrong"? And what am I doing? I'm not seeing things in divine order. I'm seeing things in confusion. I'm no better than what I'm complaining about, for I am that which I complain about. I hate to think that that's true about me, but if I see anything in my world which is not that which I wish to experience and know to be true for me, then that is what I'm experiencing. That is who I am, not the other person. If I look at any person at all on the face of the earth, anywhere, and I see them doing something inharmonious with my attitude toward life, then that's what I'm doing. I am inharmonious with my attitude toward life. If I see anyone doing anything, if I judge in the slightest any person who is doing anything at all, whether it's a daily activity or whether it's a meanness that they're displaying toward another person or whatever it may be, that's me. That's me, whether I like it or not. Now, I certainly don't like it. I certainly say I don't like it, and yet I give my attention to it. I say I don't approve of it, yet I talk about it. I use it as an illustration. I speak all the time about things that I don't want to experience in my life. That's what I say. But is that what I really mean? Can I ever talk about anything that is not what I really want in my life? Do I call divine order whatever I am speaking about? Or do I call divine order whatever is divine order? When I say all is in divine order, I mean that there is nothing for me to discuss. There's nothing for me to judge. There's nothing for me to feel about, have emotions about, have attitudes about. I mean, even go to watching a sitcom on television, like Bewitched. And as you watch Bewitched, you, in your logical, intelligent mind, you say, well, in fact, if she wanted to do that, she could do anything she wanted to. She was a witch. She could speak her word, and she could have it be however she wanted to. And then you learn that in the witch's world, there are rules too. They have rules about how they can conduct their life, how they can not go against what another witch has done, how they can not do things that are not good. And what's the thing that we admire so greatly about Samantha, who is in Bewitched? We admire that she is always so loving. Even with conditions and circumstances in her life which are very devastating at times, she's always loving. She never has a mean bone in her body. Her husband does. Oh, he's a normal human being. But Samantha is always loving, always gentle. She is always loving even when her mother does things that would upset her very, very much. And she's a little frustrated for a moment, but she just knows she's frustrated and she gets it out of her system, inside of herself right away. She says, and then she lets it go. She will not let it become a continuing experience in her world. She lets it go right away. Now, this is true. It's a fictional story. And our life is a fictional story. Because when we are frustrated, and we are so often, when we are frustrated, when we cannot be like a horse and neigh and just sort of let it go and go about our business. And our business is seeing everything in divine order, looking for the good in every circumstance, in every person, especially ourselves. It's interesting. If I can take every moment of my thinking time and think good things about myself, you say that would not necessarily make you a friend of everybody. Oh, yes, it would. If I at all times am thinking happy thoughts about myself and about everyone in my world, can anyone really complain about me? Really? Especially myself. Can anyone complain about me? If I am thinking loving thoughts about myself and about everyone in my world, knowing all is in divine order all of the time, can the world dislike me? Can the world not agree with me? Can the world be inharmonious with me? It doesn't matter where I go, what I do, what I say, how I am, as long as I am being myself and having fun. As long as I am honest to the depths of the integrity within me. As long as I am truthful to the smiles that are on my face, that are a true representation of that heart that dwells within me. As long as I am the joyful, happy presence, then that's really all that matters. Can a mother ever really not love her child? Her child can frustrate her to the wall. And she'll climb up the wall and she'll, oh! But she cannot not love her child. Now, she may not like all the things her child does. This is true of everybody in the world. We may not like things that they do, but that doesn't mean we don't love them. And the reason we love them is because we love ourselves. And we see in them the love that we are in ourselves. We see in everyone in our world, including ourselves, an integrity, a depth of understanding, a condition of real, beautiful knowingness and lovingness. Can I ever be frustrated by my world? Not if I like myself. Can I ever be frustrated by the experiences that are crashing down upon me? If I were skiing down a beautiful mountainside and I was doing all the right movements and doing all the right activities and my body was in tip-top shape and I was moving this way and that way, and then all of a sudden there was a forest in front of me. I had gone off the path, I'd gone off the way somehow. And what would I do? All I would do would be to say, all is in divine order, and I would just move with the grace and the charm that's within me, not dodging the trees or avoiding them, but sliding around them, going between them, being untouched by them. And in that same light, there's always that I can stop. Always that I can end it. Always that I can come out the other side. It doesn't have to last forever. It's a challenge. Oh, it's a real challenge. Because there I am facing that dilemma of those trees coming upon me, and I must be very alert. Not to avoid the trees, but alert to flow smoothly through all the openings, through all the perfect pathways that lie before me. In every area of my life, when I am talking to friends and they're talking about a subject that is not happy for me, and instead of my saying, "I don't talk about such a subject that's not happy to me," in frustration and in irritation and superiority, how silly, I'm hearing them because they do talk about it. Now, if I do not choose to talk about it, then I can change the subject, or not listen, or go away, or do whatever. But if the subject comes up about, isn't it terrible about how this country is treating that country? And I merely say, hey, isn't it wonderful that every country can stand up for their rights and be themselves? And if another country wants to come in and take over another country's freedom and have them be under their control, they must have thought about this for a long time. They must have given power to the other country to think about this. If a country thinks of itself as being a free country, all the world might like to go and conquer it. All the world might like to go and join it. All the world might like to go and be part of it. But no. Now, is Switzerland such a strong, powerful country? Not really. It's a puppy dog. It really is a puppy dog. Switzerland loves peace. They do not want to participate in any type of international conflict. They will not participate in a war. They will not participate in any type of misunderstanding. They just say, we are Switzerland and we love our freedom, and no one wants to come in and invade us. They don't say no one wants to come in and invade us, because that opens the door. They just say, we are a free country. We are at peace with everyone. Not that we're not at war with people, we're at peace with everyone. And because they're at peace with everyone, even if someone made an inroad to want to come upon them, they would be such a peaceful block that they could not be touched. How many years have they been standing as a peaceful country when all around them warring activities were taking place, all around them, and they were untouched? It seems impossible. There are many nations like this in the world who have war going on around them and they're untouched. Some feel they have to bow down and allow the aggressive country to sometimes even come in, but they don't participate in the war. Well, why have any aggressive nation come in? Why even think about it? Why even give such an activity any thought in your mind? When some person is having a conversation in your presence, and that conversation is not harmonious with your thinking, they're discussing cancer, they're discussing illnesses, and they're saying how terrible they are, and you say, yes, that gives us an opportunity to look at the world and see how many billions of people on the face of the earth do not have cancer. How many billions of people on the face of the earth live a healthy life? Now, how do these people do that? How do these people live that healthy life on the face of the earth when some people are experiencing cancer? Well, what it is, these billions of people on the face of the earth who are experiencing health are not thinking about cancer. They're not thinking about an illness. They're not empowering those negative factors in their life. They have not given any attention to them. They don't read about them. They don't listen to them on the radio or television. They don't participate in them. And every time we participate in anything that we say we don't want, we're empowering that to be in our life. Now I have to stop myself right there. Right there. Wee, 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 wee. Like a little kid going potty. No. I am the creator of my world. I am the creator of my thought. I am the creator of my life. I am the creator of everything that goes on in my experience. And if I talk about it, if I empower it, then I am the one that is the creator of it. But you say, well, it was existing before I started talking about it. That may be. But you didn't have to start talking about it at any point. I don't have to start talking about it at any point. I don't have to start thinking about it at any point. I don't have to enter into that conversation. I can enter into its positive aspect. Look at the number of people in the world that are free of having such a negative connotation. Look at them. Look at the billions of people on the face of the earth. Billions. I mean, what are we, near 8 billion people on the face of the earth. And how many of those people are experiencing that negative thing? Now, that's a very small amount, but any amount is too large. Let's be clear on that right away. I do not endorse it. Any amount is too large. But I will take my part with the positive thinking people, with the people on the face of the earth who think positive, who live positive, who think of joyful things, being themselves and having fun. And they think that the fun that they're having is making them happy and making everyone else happy too. It's all our choice. All is in divine order. My, how wonderful that is. If every other phrase I have says all is in divine order, pretty soon I will have every phrase saying all is in divine order. And as I have every phrase saying all is in divine order, my life is so fulfilled, so complete, so wonderful, so fantastic, so joyous, so exciting, so rewarding that I can do nothing about it. I can only live in the happiness that I am. I can only be in the happiness that I am. Oh yes, I have many people in my world who come and hear my talks, read my books, go to the university and read and learn the philosophy that I love so dearly. And then they say, I want something a little more effective, something a little more active, something a little more definite. And I say, if you absolutely love yourself and your whole life is just filled with the love you have for yourself, could you have anything more wonderful? If you live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body, could you live in a more wonderful, ideal, spirit-minded body? I have to say I live in my ideal, spirit-minded body. I have to say that. I have to say that every single moment. I cannot allow myself to go into any other experience. I walk down the street, I see a car coming toward me and going to crash into my car, and I say, all is in divine order. And I mean it, and I'm peaceful. And the car has nothing to do with me. We pass as though we're a mile apart from each other, as though we are way distant from each other, because I am true to my belief that all is in divine order. I am true to my belief. Now, if you want to go and put these things into practice, then put them into practice. But if you're going to put them in practice by saying that you're already there or you want to find another way to look at it, then go do that. Go do that. And if you want to be on the side of the people who are experiencing cancer, the minority, the super, super minority, to less than 0.1% of the entire population of the earth, then you go ahead. I'm not going to join you there. I'm going to be with the majority who think all is in divine order. Because that's why this earth is going around as it is. Oh yes, there's a few little things that are upsetting things, and people are saying the countryside is going to pot and the ecology is all out of order. But I'm with the majority that say all is in divine order. Oh yeah, we live in a world of change. We live in a world of dramatic changes, and we'll have many more changes as we go on, but let's list those changes as good and very good. Let's list them as divine order. Let's let ourselves be guided. I'm letting myself be guided by the fact that all is in divine order. And then I know what to do any moment of my life, and I do it brilliantly, beautifully, and fully. That's all that matters, really. That's all that matters. And that's where I'm at. And that's where you're at, because you're in my world. And that's where I'm at, because I am unconditional love. And that's where you're at, because you are my unconditional love. I love you in every way unconditionally. I make no judgment as to how quickly or how slowly you are walking your divine path. I see all in divine order now. There is no becoming. There is no wanting for anything. All already is, for now is the only time there is. Walk this path knowingly with me, for I am walking this path now knowingly with me and with you, my creation. And I love you beyond all words. And I love you unconditionally. And I love you eternally. And I always love you, because I always love me. Have a wonderful day. Have a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious day. Have a day filled with I like me. All is in divine order. It is done now. I love you. I love you. I love you.